Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville. The National Cultural Foundation is enhancing security for this year's Cropover events and also plans to step up promotion to build momentum in the last 2 weeks of this year's 50th anniversary edition of the festival. This has been disclosed by Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. She tells Starcom Network News the NCF now has a security expert from the Barbados Defence Force on board.
I would say to you that we, you know, there's some things that we have to make sure that we step back on and keep at the forefront. So, of course, one is the issue of security, and that has been a big issue. We actually have a specialist who's here with us from the Barbados Defence Force that is going to be leading on logistics and security. So he's actually come on board with the NCF as a dedicated resource. So that's one area that we're drilling down on.
She also spoke of efforts to enhance the Cropover spirit.
I think secondly as well, people have been saying, you know, we're not necessarily feeling the spirit of the 50th anniversary. And so we're reflecting on that as well and just making sure that over the next 2 weeks that are to come, you know, that we kind of heighten that feeling and that sentiment for everybody. We're working with band leaders to make sure that we have the full spectacle on Kadumat Day itself. And we're comfortable, and I think that they're happy as well with the efforts that we've made. And these are new efforts as well coming out of a meeting just out of last week, where we worked together again to see what we can do to scale.
Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Culture, Senator Dr. Chantal Munro-Knight. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley is urging the public to, in her words, step up and assist in the push for peace in the country and the fight against crime and violence. She was speaking yesterday after the country paused for a moment of reflection as part of the peace effort.
And as we say, we need people to step up. You know, in the sense, wait until something happened to hold your belly and ball. You need to step up early. And that's the simple, simple, simple message. These youngsters here at Cadiz Kadumat, we want a better Barbados for them. And we want them to be able to enjoy the country as we have when we grew up. There must not be a fear to be able to move about and do things in this country. And the only way we're going to do that is if the majority say, this is not the direction that we want to go with. There are too much guns, there's too much violence, there's too much anger, there's too much anxiety.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Scores of junior masqueraders transformed the National Botanical Garden into a sea of color during Cadiz Kadumat. As Cropover marks its 50th year, yesterday focused heavily on the historical and contemporary aspects of the Barbadian culture, as well as to encourage the youth to design their own costumes. Miss Ford, who is a teacher from Hinesbury Primary School in Bridgetown, spoke about what their costumes portrayed in this year's competition.
So this year we're bringing We Rhythm. We had a great year at Hinesbury this year for Black History Month, celebrating Liberia, the Sankofa. So we wanted to look at our legacy coming from Africa right back to the Republic, celebrating everything in between, shattered restoration and identity and the future. It was a hectic one. We had lots of activities at the school, but we still got in time to get the costumes done. Up to this week, parents, students, everybody was still turning out at school, lending a hand. And here we are today, just ready to have fun.
Hinesbury Primary School teacher, Miss Ford. An opposition spokesperson supports plans to have a shipbuilding program started at the Samuel Jackman Prescott Institute. Felicia Dujon, speaking at a recent press conference at the office of the leader of the opposition, stressed that the program is an important one for the fishing industry, especially after a significant number of vessels were destroyed following the passage of Hurricane Beryl.
I want to also support the idea of having the shipbuilding program at the Samuel Jackson School, because I believe it's an important industry, it's an important area. And because of what has happened, we recognize that those industries, we need young persons within those fields. That the skill of shipbuilding is a dying skill. And it's also a lucrative skill. But we want to encourage persons, when I believe that the Ministry of Education should think very critically about it and ensure that these are areas that we can harness and perhaps develop our young persons within those fields.
opposition spokesperson Felicia Dujon. And finally, law enforcement officials said the gunman who tried to assassinate Donald Trump flew a drone above the site of the shooting ahead of time. They say it remains unclear whether Thomas Matthew Crooks did this hours or days before the fateful rally in Pennsylvania on July 13th. Trump, now officially the Republican presidential nominee, has said he was saved by luck or by God when a bullet pierced his right ear during a campaign speech. A spectator was killed in the attack, while two others were seriously injured. Crooks, 20, was shot dead at the scene by security service agents. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said nobody had warned him before he went on stage that there was a potential shooter. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good afternoon.